Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. At the time of this production in July 2024, a hospital for Barbados's senior citizens is being built at Waterford St. Michael. And it was that district that was being considered on this day, July 18, 1950, for the siting of the country's general hospital. The idea, which was not new, came up in a discussion within the Legislative Council, which was the predecessor of the Senate that we know today. It was no less a person than the acting colonial secretary who told the council that the establishment of the hospital on government lands in Waterford was still under consideration. At the time, the council was discussing a resolution to refund the loan which had been granted to the colony interest-free from the Colonial Development and Welfare Fund in 1943. That was used to purchase the Waterford lands from a company called Applewaite's Limited. The original intention was that 24 acres of land would be used for the placement of the new facility, whilst the remaining 30 acres would be allocated for housing development or for agricultural extension work. The site had been approved by the medical advisor to the Colonial Development and Welfare Organization, as well as the then existing General Hospitals Board. During the process of determining the feasibility of the site for such a project, the island's chief medical officer raised concerns about the possible contamination of Barbados's potable water supplies from the outflow of septic tanks associated with the proposed new hospital. The colonial secretary, in his address to the council, conceded that this was a viable concern, but suggested that it was not an insurmountable problem. Concerns had also been raised about the proposed hospital's distance from Bridgetown. It was thought to be too far out. Council member G.D.L. Pyle pointed out that once the hospital was completed, bus concessionaires were moved to create new routes to satisfy any demands where the hospital was concerned. In response to a query from a council member, the colonial secretary said that the borrowed money, all $27,562, was to come from the loan fund. However, he said that though no movement had been made towards the construction of the hospital, the idea was a good one, and he saw no reason why it could not be reviewed. The council's president, J.D. Chandler, expressed the hope that government would not drag its feet in arriving at a decision with regards to the use of the land at Waterford. As it turned out, the idea of building a new general hospital at Waterford was abandoned at that time, and it would be another 14 years before another facility, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, was opened in Bridgetown, mere feet away from the old General Hospital. However, as recent events show, the idea of building a hospital at Waterford never really went away.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.